I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Nick DeYoung. He's a Pella High School graduate, was an all-state football player and state track and field champion in the shot put, and now following a full season, starting for the Iowa Hawkeyes at right tackle. Nick, good to talk to you. Last time we were on the air together was in the middle of your fall season. Obviously, things didn't end as you wanted it to. You did get to a bowl game. Initially, your thoughts looking back on 2021 now that we're several months removed, and right now you're in the middle of spring practice with your new teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a really fun, really exciting season. Having some, a few months now to kind of look back and reflect on just, how special it was and obviously how grateful I am, for my teammates and, what we were able to accomplish. Like you said, obviously didn't quite finish it out, like we would have liked to, but obviously we're on to the 2022 season and, had some things to look forward to. So,
well, and that's the thing. You've got spring practice going on right now, actually winding down on that. How have things gone the last couple of weeks with that? And how have you noticed even yourself improved from last year in terms of, I'm sure, the work in the weight room you've done since the bowl game and just kind of coalescing with a mix of some returning teammates, obviously, but I'm sure some of the new faces that showed up already too.
Yeah, really, really encouraging. Just from an entire team standpoint, not just myself, obviously, I'm excited the work I've been able to kind of get done, but just as a whole team, super encouraged. Obviously, like you said, guys that have already been, kind of out there, and then obviously new guys just kind of getting thrown in. So all in all, it's just, really exciting to kind of see, everything come together. And obviously we're not working up to a game or anything, but spring is all about just individual improvement, and I think that that's kind of where we're at right now, and doing a really good job.
What did you learn about yourself last year playing against arguably some of the best defensive linemen in the country, right? Between the teams that you played, and how in the offseason then have you reflected on that learning, and how do you hope to be ready this fall to take on that challenge again?
I think the biggest thing I learned is just, I learned, first of all, who I was, and, I learned things that I was good at and things that I needed to work on, mostly fundamental stuff, in both of those aspects. I think that's kind of where, where I'm at and what I've learned is, it's really in the little things and the details. And so, really using the offseason to be able to focus on that. And then obviously now I know what to expect. Like you said, going through a full season, I am a little more understanding of what it takes. And so kind of using all that to get ready for next season.
We're here with Nick DeYoung. He's an Iowa Hawkeyes football player and a former Pella All-State football player and track and field champion. And you mentioned fundamentals. That's a good segue because as part of the name, image, likeness for our audience, the NIL, as it's commonly referred to, players all over the country have been able to use their image and likeness in different ways. And you chose to bring a football camp to Pella coming up on May the 28th for first through fifth grade students, $30 per student. And you're telling me you've had a ton of registrations already. What led you to a football camp to use this NIL, and ultimately what was kind of the motivation to pass on some of the knowledge you learned both from your Pella coaches here all the way to what you've been learning at the Division I level and your Iowa Hawkeyes coaches?
Yeah, I think, to start off, when the NIL stuff was kind of announced last summer, that wasn't kind of something that was huge in my world. I wasn't extremely kind of interested in, pursuing a bunch of, deals or whatever you want to call them for, myself, I guess, but my mom kind of had, and, I'll be the first to admit, it started out kind of as just an idea my mom had, of, something that, she thought would be cool. And then obviously I took that idea, with the help of, Jason Anderson, and, thought that it would just be a great kind of opportunity to, get young kids out, and, learn a little bit about the game and then also just have fun. I didn't start football until I was in, I think fifth or sixth grade. So I think, it's just cool to, get kids out even at the young age. The youngest we're going is first grade. So, you know, just kind of getting them exposed to the game of football.
Well, I imagine for a lot of kids in Pella, they're aware that, you know, one of them, obviously, especially kids who are in the Pella School District, obviously has been able to play at the Division I level and not just play, but start. You know, how important was that for you to hold this first one, especially back here in Pella, and to be able to give back to the community? I'm sure that meant a lot to you growing up. And how excited are you to interact with the next generation of Pella football players that'll be wearing the same helmet and pads you got to wear for 4 years while you were here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of it. Honestly, I mean, I still feel like, you know, that's, you know, where I am, where I'm from, who I am. You know, I'm from Pella, and I, you know, I obviously hold that, you know, pretty close to me still. And like you said, I mean, the lessons and those types of things that I learned throughout my time. So again, I'm just, you know, excited to be able to, you know, show kids, that, you know, it's not out of their reach to be able to, you know, pursue their dreams, whether that's, you know, Division I athletics or, you know, whatever that may be, you know, just kind of show that, you know, just because you're kind of from a smaller town in Iowa, doesn't mean you can't go get what you want to do. So,
well, and so those who are listening, first through fifth graders can live anywhere, but obviously want to come to Pella High School. $30 for the registration fee. That ensures a T-shirt by the 25th. And one of the cool things about this too, Nick, is a portion of the proceeds are going to go to the Pella Athletic Booster Club. How critical was it not only to give back to these kids and families, but to help support the next generation by, I'm sure, making a whatever size donation to support the Pella Athletic Booster Club? I imagine that was another important piece.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, you know, a piece that early on, before we really got into any details, that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we did, because, you know, like you mentioned, and like I said before, you know, Pella and Pella Athletics in particular really, had a pivotal role in kind of my development, both, you know, as an athlete, you know, as a student, but also just, you know, as a community member and a citizen. So, you know, really felt like that was, you know, an important thing to add.
So the camp again is on Saturday, May 28th. We'll have a link to register at our website, kniacareless.com. Nick, I do want to ask you a separate question just because of the time of the year. Drake relays are coming up, state track are coming up. I know you're full-time football now, but I imagine there's some nostalgia for you this time of the year, especially having participated in the relays before, winning a state track championship now 3 years ago. I know that you're all football now, but I imagine this time of the year, there's probably a small part of you that's remembering what the current Pella crop of athletes is going through as they try to qualify for Drake relays. What did this time of year mean to you back in high school, and what's it like to see another group of Iowa high school athletes, in particular from Pella High School, try to get back to Drake Stadium, which I know is a special place for you?
Yeah, I mean, it, like you said, it, you know, meant a lot then, just as it does now. You know, I think obviously, like you said, football is obviously a huge part, but, you know, I do think about that a lot. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was kind of in the works trying to figure out if I could get to, you know, a track meet, or, you know, the state track meet, or Drake, or something like that. But yeah, it was really fun. And, you know, that was one of those sports that, you know, that I was in that really kind of built a lot of, you know, the, you know, values that I have now. So yeah, just really, really, really fun, really special. And, like I said, kind of hoping that I can make it to something before the year's over. So.
Well, and you mentioned Coach Anderson, he'll be helping with this camp, and the tradition continues. He's obviously helped build this program with Coach Schulte over the last several years in terms of what it's become. Obviously, Cody Heisman having an awesome year last year. It sounds like Brandon Fisher, following in your guys' footsteps, could be making some noise this spring. What has Coach Anderson meant to you, and what's it like to see his program continue and to be able to work with him on this upcoming football camp?
Yeah, that means a lot. You know, all those things that you had mentioned, you know, not only working with him, you know, with his camp, but also just, you know, what, you know, kind of what he taught me, through track. You know, it's really funny. A lot of people from the outside who, you know, who maybe have never, you know, taken part in throwing and track, you know, you kind of think that it's a pretty simple deal, which I guess it kind of is, but, you know, there are a lot of lessons to be learned in that. And I feel like he really, you know, really did a great job just, you know, instilling lessons, you know, whether that's, you know, the pound the rock, which is something that, you know, we use here at Iowa. You know, he just really did a good job doing that. And just, you know, like you mentioned, it's really cool to kind of see guys like Fisher just and Cody Heisman just able to, you know, take those same lessons that I learned and apply them and, you know, then, like you said, see success. So it's really awesome.
That's Nick DeYoung. He has an early bird football skills camp coming to Pella May 28th, $30 for first through fifth grade students. They'll have all sorts of fun drills coming up at the Pella High School football field. Register by the 25th of this month, April, to ensure a T-shirt. We'll have registration details online, and a portion of the proceeds go to the Pella Athletic Booster Club. Nick DeYoung, awesome to talk to you again. All the best to you as you continue to work hard at the University of Iowa, and look forward to our next conversation.
Yep. Thank you, Andrew.